the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. It's non-hosted. Lagin Tvul Yom Shemiluhu Min Achobish Shol Maiser Tevel Ba'omar Hareza Trumus Maiser Lishet Techshach Vorev Kayom Im Omar Ibru Vibazel Omar Klum. It happens like this. You have a kli that holds a lug that Tomei Tvul Yom. In other words, it's Tomei. Went to the mikveh, and it, what's it called, didn't yet have the sun set. So it's called a Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom is a pasul's truma. But it doesn't affect meiser, it doesn't affect chulin. But it pasul's truma, Tvul Yom. So you have this, what's it called, kli, full of tevel, that's a meiser that's still tevel, because it has a trumas meiser still in it. The tenth that the levy has to give from his meiser hasn't been taken out, so it's still tevel. And the trumas meiser has a din of truma. Tvul Yom also, what's it called, matami that, passels that. So he doesn't want it to become possible. If he'll be korei shein on the trumas meiser before sunset, then it's going to become tummy, it's going to become possible. So he says that I want the Trumas Meiser to be chal only after it gets dark. Okay, so that way, once it gets dark, it's not Tvul Yom anymore. It's not tummy anymore, the kli. It went to the mikveh, and the sun set, and it's dark. So, and then it becomes Trumas Meiser. Before the Trumas Meiser is taken out, it's tevel, and no one's allowed to eat it. Even the Kohen's not allowed to eat it. Even though the Trumas Meiser, he's going to eat, but so long as it's still mixed in with the Meiser, it's also to everybody. So therefore, if he said it, it works. And then when the Trumas Meiser becomes Trumas Meiser, the thing is not a Tvul Yom anymore, because the day is finished, and it's tar. But if he said, I want you to use this as an Erev, it's not good. Because Ben Ashmashos, when Shabbos came in, it wasn't fit for eating. It didn't become fit for eating until nighttime. But Ben Ashmashos, it still wasn't fit for eating, and therefore it's not an Erev. Chirashi. Shal Maiser Risha. Shahaya Dain Tevel. Shlo Hifrish HaLevi Mimena Trumas Maiser. This Maiser Risha was still Tevel because the Trumas Maiser wasn't taken out of it. As long as it's still tevel, if anybody eats it, even a kohen, it's chayiv misa. It's not fit for an eruv in that state where the trumas meiser hasn't been taken out of the meiser. Right, as long as the thing inside this kli is still tevel, it doesn't become possible. From something that's tamei only as a tvul yom, the tvul yom mutter benegia lechulin lemeister. The afagav the psicha bei truma shelo hurma. The amar harezu shevelagin trumas meister lachavis l'shetechshach. The yarim shimsho shtek sheru the truma doesn't want it to become trumas meister until what's it called? Until he becomes tar. I'm talking about the person is a tvul yom. And he went to the mikveh. And he didn't yet, what's it called, the sun didn't yet set. In other words, it didn't become night. He needs two things, mikveh and harif shemesh. So when he has this kli full of tevel, and he doesn't want it to become truma, trumas meiser, before he, what's it called, becomes tar. So he says that trumas meiser shouldn't be chal until nightfall. And then when it's chal, he's not a tvul yom anymore and everything's okay. Dvarav kayonin v'atruma tahor, and the truma, meaning the trumas meiser, is still tahor. Im omer irvu libalagin zel omer klum. Hoel v'chimot ben hashmoshos akati tevel ave. Because the meiser, it didn't become trumas meiser, and therefore the meiser didn't become mutter to eat for anybody until at nightfall, and therefore it's no way, it's not a good erev, because when ben hashmoshos came, it was also for everybody to eat. Omar Rava, Zos Omeres Sof Hayom Kone Eruv. Rashi Sof Hayom Chilas Ben Hashmoshos. She was Sof Hayom Shel Erev Shabbos. The end of the day of Friday is when the Eruv becomes okay. And therefore, since the last second of Friday is when the Erev becomes okay. Here, the last second of Friday, the thing was still not edible. So therefore, it's not a good Erev. Kone Erev, sof hayom akati tevel hadi. Hahu. At the end of the day, it was still tevel. It didn't become trumas meiser and meiser until nightfall. The Isol Gedaitech Tfilas Hayom Kone Erev, the beginning of Shabbos is Koran the Erev. Right? Omar Irvuli Bezeh Amai Lo Omar Klum. Right? If that's the case, then why wasn't it okay? Because when Shabbos started, it was edible. If you hold that the Erev doesn't take effect until the beginning of Shabbos, the first second of Shabbos, then what's it called? Then here, the first second of Shabbos, it was fitid. No, it could be that even the first second of Shabbos is when the Erev becomes effective. But Lamaisa, you need a Suda that's edible, and you don't know when that first second is. And therefore, what's it called? When it was still before Shabbos, it has to be Ben HaShemashas. The question is, the beginning of Ben HaShemashas or the end of Ben HaShemashas? The end of Friday, that's the beginning of Ben HaShemashas, or the beginning of Shabbos was the end of Ben HaShemashas. But it has to be fit to be eaten at least 1 second in Ben HaShemashas. And that's not, we don't know when that second is. So therefore, it's not mamish fit. One of the Achronim, I don't remember who, says that the idea is that between Rav Papa and the and Rava is whether you actually have to be able to eat the Eruv v'metzias, or the Chazon Yecheskel says that the machlokas is whether you have to be able to eat the Eruv v'metzias. That's what Rav Papa holds, and therefore, since we don't know the exact second of even if the beginning of the Eruv is nikneh at the beginning of Shabbos, the last second of Ben HaShemashas, and the last second of Ben HaShemashas, therefore this thing was already okay. So he's already not a Tzvul Yom, and it was already Trumas Meiser, but in the Meiser, we don't know when that second is that he could have eaten the thing. If you hold that it's the first second of Ben HaShemashas, then for sure he's still a Tzvul Yom. He doesn't become Oysa Tzvul Yom until the end of Ben HaShemashas. So, but either way, Rav Papa holds you had to be able to eat it mamish. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if the Erev is nikna 1 second before Shabbos or 1 second after Friday. And that's what Rav Papa holds, and Rava holds, no, makes a difference. You don't have to actually eat the Erev, it just has to be theoretically edible. And theoretically, there's 1 second, right away at the beginning of Shabbos, when this Erev would have been edible, and therefore the beginning of Shabbos is called the Erev. The Eomer Tchila Sayom Shal Shabbos Kone Eruv, Dainu Sof Ben HaShemashas Kone Eruv, Amai Lo Omer Klom. So if the second, the end of Ben HaShemashas, is when the Eruv is Nikna, at that second, at that moment, he person is not a Tzvul Yom. They both come at the same time. Right? The end of Ben HaShemashas is the beginning of night. And if that's when the Eruv takes effect, then the Maish is not a Tzvul Yom anymore. But Rav Papa holds no. It may take effect then, but you have to be able to eat it then. You can't eat it then. You have to be able to eat it mamish at that first second. And that's, we don't know when that first second is exactly. Okay, let's go on. Masna adam al eruvo. Person can make a tznai on his eruv. The omer in bo nachrim min hanizrach. Eruvi lamayruv. If goyim come tomorrow, and I want to escape them, and they come from the mizrach, then I want to make an eruv towards the west to escape them. Min hamayruv, they're going to come, need to know when they're coming, which way they're coming. If they're coming from the west, eruvi lamizrach. And I want my Erev to be from the Mizrach. And he puts down two Erev. One at the end of 2,000 Amos to the east of his house, and one at the end of 2,000 Amos to the west of his house. And he says, I don't know which, you can't have both of them. You can only be called a Shvis in one of them. But he makes a Tanai on both. And he says, if tomorrow I need the east side, then that should be my Erev. And if I need the west side, that should be the Erev. Now the problem is, the Erev has to be Nisbarer, at Ben HaShemashas. So we'll see in a second how that works. The Imbol Lekan Lekan, Lemakum She'erza Eilech. If they come to, from both sides, then I'll decide then which one I want. Lo Bo, Lo Lekan, Velo Lekan, Harinikiv Neiri. And if they don't come either way, then I'd like to have the Erev of my regular house. And none of these Erevin should be effective. Okay, so he makes all these tonight. So, in or another case, in bachacham min hamizrach, eruv le mizrach. if tomorrow's a chacham coming, I want to go to the shir. So if he comes from the Mizrach, I want to go to Mizrach. Min ha-mairiv, eiru l'mairiv. And if he comes from the Marit side, I want to go to him and be able to go the extra 2,000 amas. They had a base medrash in the field or whatever. That's where he's giving his drasha. I want to go to the drasha on the west side. Bo lekan u lekan, right? Lemakum she'erza eilech. If there's two chachamim that come, then I'd like to choose that tomorrow which side to use. Lo lekan v'lo lekan. If he ends up not coming at all, I want to remain with my eruv of my home, and not lose the 2,000 amas to the other side. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hoya echad mehem rabo, holei chetzel rabo, im hoya shneim rabo, sov lemakum she'yirtzeh yelech. In the case where he said that if they come from both sides, it's two chachamim, if one of them was his Rebbe, and didn't specify specifically, then we assume his das was on his Rebbe. And if they both were his Rebbe, then, what's it called, he can choose whichever one he wants. Rashi Rashi, Masna Adam Al Eruvo, Meniach Adam Shnei Eruvin, puts down two Eruvin, Echad the Sof Al Paim LeMizrach Beso, Echad the Sof Al Paim Amah LeMarav Beso. One towards the end of 2,000 Amas to the east of his house, and that way it enables him to walk another 2,000 Amas to the east, and another one on the west, same thing, which enables him to walk another 2,000 Amas to the west, but only one of them is okay, because he's Kona Shvisa only in one place. So either he's Kon Shvitz on the east, and he can walk the extra 2,000 amas there, but he can't walk anything past the city onto the west. He loses that, because his Shvitz was 2,000 amas to the other side of the city. So he loses the west side of the city completely. And the vice versa, if the Erev is the west one and not the east one. The Omer, he says the following, in Bom Nachrim min ha-Mizrach, v'tzorach ha-Nilav Rav mipneihem, I hear Goyim are coming, I want to run away, get far away as them as I can on Shabbos. It's obviously not pikuach nefesh, because then he wouldn't have the eruv. Yiknili eruv ishibamariv. Then my eruv should be effective on the west side, and I can go 4,000 amas now on the west side, and I'm losing the east side completely. The yuli bamariv beisi dalet alofim ama, afagadlo also adlamacher, and even though the goyim don't come tomorrow till the next day, and we don't know which one is going to be the eruv, amrin yesh brera. We say that the concept of brera, brera means something that's not clear at the time that it was done, but becomes clear later. We say that lemafreya, that's what was when it started. Right here, when Shabbos came in, we don't know which Eruv is effective. But one of them has to be effective at that moment. So we say the next day, when it becomes nisbara, which one he wanted to be effective, we say he wanted that from the very beginning. And therefore, when Shabbos came in, it was as if it was mavura already, lemafreya. That's called brave. The Bein Hashmash is Konroi Ruvo de Idach Gisa. That's it's Nizbar Lamafreya retroactively, since on Shabbos he now says, this is the one I want, we say that's the one he wanted all the way from the beginning. Retroactively, it becomes clear now what was the halacha from the beginning. What was the case from the beginning? And he says, if they end up not coming from either side, then I want to remain like my Eruv for my house. Meaning I have 2,000 amas to every direction. I don't lose any directions. And I don't want any of these Eruvin to be chal. Bo chacham lemizrach, chutz l'tchum iri, v'rotzani l'lmo torah mipiv. Right, a chacham is coming, and he's going to set up a base medrash somewhere, either to the east of my house or the west of my house, and I'm going to need to travel that extra 2,000 amas to get there, but I'm not sure which shul he's coming to. There's a shul to the east, there's a shul to the west. Okay? The Ashav Enio De La Ezit Sadio, of Lamachar Eshme Bnei Adam Haboy, Misham Lakan, Al Yedeiru. So what's it called? Tomorrow I'll find out where he came, right? That what's it called? People come, how does he know that? That's the next day. The guy is, the Chacham is 2,000 amas away from his house. 4,000 amas away from his house. Because there'll be people who will come and let me know. The drush is, let's say, in the afternoon. The chachams are going to come for shachris in one of these shuls. So after shachris, people who made an eruv will come back to the city and let people know where the chacham is for mincha time. And they had made an eruv to that side from before Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in Bo Lekan Lekan, the Echad Me'am Rabbo, Rabbi Yehuda says, if a chacham came to both sides, and that what's it called, two chacham will come in. Right? And one of them was his Rebbe, Yelech Etzel Rabbah. Then we assume that he meant to go to his Rebbe. V'lo Etzel Chacham Acher. the kimlon begavei the vishas knias eruv daite lemikne le ahu eruv. Then we assume that he wanted, when they put down the eruv, to go to the side of his rebbe, unless he dafka wanted not. But if he didn't specify anything and he doesn't know, we assume that he probably meant his rebbe when he put down the eruv. The litzad rabbo miu ihu hu delo yadav eizem minat stodem yavo. He didn't know which side the rebbe was coming from, but he wanted the eruv to be chal on the side that his rebbe would come. The hashda the yada lohasam lezel. Now that he knows, so it's misbar lebafreya that that's the one that he meant to begin with. Okay, Gemara ki osr Rav Yitzchak tani ipcha. Rav Yitzchak came. He said the Mishnah the opposite way, meaning that what's it called? That the guy said like this: Goyim, if the Goyim are coming from the east, I want to make my eruv to the east. He's not running away from the Goyim. He wants to be on the same side that the Goyim are coming. And the Chacham, he wants to be on the other side. If the Chacham comes to the east, I want to go to the west. I learned it mamish the opposite case. Rashi Tani Ipcha, I see Masnisa Biyade, the Tani Ipcha. Boreach min Chacham, Umasne in Ba Chacham Mizrach Eruv Lamarev. That by the Chacham he said he wants to go to the other side, and by the Nachrim he wanted to go to the side where they come. So Mordechai says, what's the Kasha Nachrim and Nachrim, Kasha Chacham and Chacham? So these two versions of the Mishnah contradict each other. So Mordechai says, Nachrim and Nachrim Lakasha, Chobe Parhegvena, Chobe Mori the Mosa. Parhegvena are people, Rashi says, Gaboy Hamas, Boreach Mepneya. That's the IRS. The IRS are coming on Shabbos, and he wants to get far away from them. So that's what's called our Mishnah. The other one is Mori de Masa, the mayor's coming. Tzarech Ulefayis Olitzok, and he needs to ask him a favor. So he wants to be where the mayor is on Shabbos, so he can ask him a favor. So that's the version of the Mishnah that Rav Yitzchak brought. Chacham HaChacham Lokasha. Our Mishnah says he wants to be where the Chacham is. And the version that Rav Yitzchak said is where he wants to not be where the Chacham is. Lokasha. Chob Mosik Pirkei, Chob Mikri Shama. He could have said they're talking about two different kinds of people. Right? But the Gemara didn't take on that there are people who don't want to go to the Drosh. Right? So it says it's talking about two different kinds of Chachamim. Moshe Pirkei Lidrosh Baradim Dasadim Leil Lishma. One is a Chacham. The Ar Mishnah, where it says he wants to be where the Chacham is talking about a Chacham who's giving a drasha. And the person wants to be there. He wants to be by the Shir. Mikre Shama Kolomer Melamde Tinokos. The other one is a Chacham who's coming to teach children how to say Shema, Lispalo, to daven and to say Kriya Shema. Umasnis and Rabbi Yitzchak B'Da'asu Beitrei Chad Lahai Gisa V'Chad Lahai Gisa. Right, and Rav Yitzchak is talking about where there's two chachamim. One's coming to one side, one's coming to the other side. Right, and he wants to, what's it called, get away from the guy who's teaching the kids Kriya Shema and go with Dafka to the one who's saying the drasha. And the mission is going on the Moshe Pirkei, where he wants to get away from him. Moshe Pirkei is where he wants to go. Our mission is where he wants to be by the drasha. Moshe Pirkei LeMizrach, right? Oh, Bo LeKan LeKan, it's Arvaya Moshe LePirkei. Or there's two Darshanim coming, and then he can choose which one he wants to go to. LeMakom SheErza Eilech, UShiYivra Lo LeMacher Amrin Huvra Dover the Bishas Knias Eruv Daiti Ahu Chacham. And the next day, when he decides which side, and when he comes to this barer, which side the Chacham came to, right, that he wants to be together with, we say that retroactively, it's as if it was Mevorer when the Erev had to be Nikne, which was Ben Hashmashas. Rav Yitzchak Koy HaMikri Shoma. Rav Yitzchak, where he says he's trying to escape the Chacham, is talking about Mikri Shoma. The Hachi Komer. Bo Mikri Shema LeMizrach, Eruvi Anamosib Pirkei LeMarev. Right, if the Mikre Shema are coming to the east, I want my Erev to be to the west where the Darshanim are coming. Bon Mikre Shema Lamarav, if the people who are teaching Shema come from the west, Eruvi are the most superior Lamizrach. I want to be by the Darshanim on the east. Bo Lakan Lakan, Tarvayim Oshide Pirka, Oshneim Shavim, right? Either both of them are Malamde Tinokos, or both of them are Darshanim, then tomorrow I'll choose which one I want to go to. And Lamafreya, my Erev will be good. Kashamat. V'rabbonin de pligi ad Rabbi Yehuda, v'afilu echad nehem rabo yelech lezer shirtzeh. The Rabbanan hold that no, it's no raya that the guy Dafka wants to go to his Rebbe shir, maybe he wants to hear the other one shir. So unless he specified, right, he can choose either one when Shabbos comes in, and we say that's the one he wanted when Shabbos came in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer M'hoya Echad Mehen. Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? What do they say? Why don't we say that we assume that he meant to go to his Rebbe? Rabbanan zinde nenichle b'chavrei tzvei mi Rabbi. Sometimes a person wants to go and listen to a person that he's closer with than his Rebbe. Once a darshan's coming who's closer, he wants to hear his chaver's drosha, not the Rebbe's drosha. Okay. Here you can say the same brera. We don't say that it's clear that when Shabbos came in, he wanted to go to his Rebbe. We say that he'll just make the decision the next day. If there's a Rebbe coming and a Chaver coming, he'll make the decision the next day. And Lamafreya, that will be what was meant when Shabbos came in. Okay, the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Leisa Lamasnisan Midatani Ayu. What's it called? The Maisa, our mission is not Lahalacha. Because Ayo said that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Breira, and our Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breira. And therefore, because Ayo said that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira, the Mishnah is not Kalacha. The Tani Ayo, right? Ayo is a Tana, said the following. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein lo demasna shnei dvarim keechad. Person can't make a tnai on two things at the same time. And we should say that later on, it'll be nisbarer which one of the two was from the very beginning the one that he wanted. Ella, in bochacham lemizrach, eruv lemizrach. In bochacham lemarav, eruv lemarav. He can either make one eruv and say, if the chacham comes to the east, I want my eruv here. And that's what it has to be at the beginning. And then he loses the west one. Or he can say he wants the west one. But he can't say, I'm not sure, I'm making two Erevin, and whichever one tomorrow will be the one that I want, that's the one that's Chal now. That's, the Breira doesn't help. Avalakan lakan lo, but both sides know. Versus Maishno lakan lakan de lo, they ain't Breira. Lechora, if he can't make an Erev on both sides, and say that I'll decide tomorrow which one it is, and then we'll say that what he decides tomorrow is if he decided today, when Ben Hashmashas came, then why can he make one to the Mizrach and one to the Marav and say either one is okay? No, one of the two is okay. In other words, we're saying like this. If he puts two Erev in and he says, tomorrow I'll decide which side to go, right? Lakan or Lakan. And tomorrow I can make the decision one way or the other. But that's no good. But the case of if he says like this, I'm not sure, the Chacham's coming only to one side. I'm not sure which side. So I'm making two Erevin, and whichever side the Chacham comes to, that's the one I meant. That is good. What's the difference? They know both need Breira. In both cases, you're being told that in something, but let's discuss now what's the difference between some regular Tanai. A person can make a Tanai on anything. So why can't he make a Tanai on his Erev? Why is this totally in Breira? So Rashi Taka learns that, not here, but Rashi says that, any Tanai is only a tnai if you can fulfill the tnai. But if you make a tnai in something that's not in your hands to do, that's called Breira. So I'm not the one who decides where the chacham comes. It's something that's out of my hands. That's not a tnai, that's called Breira. That's what Rashi says. A tnai is only where I say, give me $200, I'll give you $200. Something that people are in control of, right, who are players in the maisha. But here the chacham's not a player in my eruv. I'm just being told it in something that's completely out of my realm and out of the people who are involved in this thing. Chacham has no shaychus to the Erev. He's just an object. There, I can't make a tnai on something that's out of my hands completely. Right? I can make a tnai that if you give me $200, then it'll be a thing, even though I can't be the one to decide if you give me the $200 or not. But Lamaisa, you and I are the players in the thing. Thank you. But over here, that's how Rashi learns. The Ramban learns that Breira is where you make a T'nai on two separate things. If you make a T'nai on one thing, this Maisa will be Chal if this happens or doesn't happen. That's a T'nai. But over here, like over here, if this happens, then this will be. And if this happens, this will be, then that's totally in Breira. Where it says, Rav Yochanan Kuvar Bachacha. No, it's talking about a different case. Where I made one Erev, two Erevim, and I said, I don't know which one's going to be Chal, because I don't know where the Chacham's coming. Okay? That's talking where the Chacham already came, but I didn't know. That's a regular tonight. That's not Breira. It's not that it has to be Nisbara tomorrow, what was today. Whatever is today is Nisbara. Actually, I don't know it. I put an Erev for the Marav. I'm not sure. The Chacham I know came to one of the sides. I'm not sure where. So if he came already to the west, I want this one to be the Erev. If he came to the east, I want this one. So there's nothing has to be Nisbara tomorrow. Everything is Nisbara right now. Right now, everything's finished. We don't know if he came to the east or the west, but he did come to one of them. So at this point, I already said, if this is the fact, this is the Erev. If this is the fact, this is the Erev. You don't need any braver. But if the Chacham didn't come yet, and I say tomorrow, whichever side he comes from, that's the one I want to be the Erev, it can't be Chal on Shabbos, when we find out which side he comes to. It has to be Chal from Bein HaShemashes. So then we have to say that it's Nisbarer, even though right now it wasn't Nisbarer Bein HaShemashes which side he's coming to. But now it's Nisbara, it's going to be Lamafreya, as if it happened then you need Breira. Samara says, Adarabba, Leisila de Ayo Mimas Nisan. Just because Ayo said that Rav Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira, the Mishnah says that Rav Yehuda does hold a Breira, let's push away Ayo because of the Mishnah, not push the Mishnah away because of Ayo. Samara says, Lo Sokadaita, de Hashamin, and Leila Rav Yehuda, Leslie Breira. No, we have another Mishnah where we see that Rav Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. So the Mishnah supports Ayo, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira, whereas there's one Mishnah that says Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breira, and Ayo and the other Mishnah hold that there's no Breira, so it's two against one. It's more mistaber that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira, and our Mishnah is a mistake, then our Mishnah is right, and the other two are a mistake. Okay, see Rashi. Lesser Lamas Nisan, Eino Iker. Since we found the Mishnah that Ayo said, where it says just the opposite, Rabbi Yehuda holds there is no Breira, so we follow Ayo's Mishnah and not our Mishnah. Ayo Shem Chacham. Al Shnei Dvarim, Lomar Bo Lekan Ulekan, Lemakom She'eretz Ha'Eleh. Right? In the case where the guy, where he says that if the Chacham, there's two Chachamim, and they come to both sides, tomorrow I can choose which one I want to go to, that's for sure no good. Because that depends on Breira. Because if they both come tomorrow and I have to make up my mind, I didn't make up my mind Bein HaShemashes. I'm making it by my mind Shabbos morning. And we're saying that whatever I make up my mind Shabbos morning, it's Nisbara, that's what I meant way back to the beginning. Right? That's what I had in mind to begin with. So that we don't say. Right? The ain't Breira. El al echad. The ain't yodei la hechen yovel yochel ahasnos. V'lomer bo chachon mizem. But we think now that in the other case, where only one Chacham is coming, but I'm not sure if he's coming to the east or the west, I can make two Eruvim and say, whichever one tomorrow he comes, that's the one I want. So the Gemara says, that's exactly the same case. It's also totally in Breira. Right now, I don't know where the Chacham is going to come tomorrow. Tomorrow is Nisbara L'mafreya from Bein HaShemashes. Why is that different than the case where two Chachamim come, and then I can decide on Shabbos which one I'm meant to be the Eruv on Bein HaShemashes. That's what he meant yesterday. Maybe that's what he means now. And yesterday he meant something different. So the Erev was not Chal this way. Mizrach u'mayrav nami, b'shelo bo ela echad, b'kosol gadai techashto, d'bein hashmashas adayin lo bachacha. Now we think that the Chacham didn't come yet. He's only coming the next day. So it's been Nisbara the next day, which side you're going to need the Eruv. And then we're going to say that since it was Nisbara today, which side you need the Eruv, it's as if it was Nisbara already Bein HaShemashes. So that's Breira. What's the difference between that case and the case of where two chachamim came and you could decide the next day which erev you want? That's no good. The chacham was 6,000 amas away from the city. Okay? Less 2 amas. And when it got dark, he walked another 2,000 amas, right? The nichnas l'tochar bo'alof and shalir. Now he was in the 4,000 amas of the city, which this guy could now go with his eruv. So we don't know which of the eruvin is going to be good. Is he coming from this side or that side? The zeshi niuchei ruvo v'tala b'das hachacham v'omer im yovo l'mizrach eruvi l'mizrach v'im lo yovo lo l'kan v'lo l'kan hareni kivnei iri lo yehei eruv. Right? And then I don't want the eruv to be chal at all, and I want to remain as if I would just have my own house. Ulamachar shama shabola mizrach ni yomer debishas kniyas eruv v'yadas hachacham l'ikonis l'toch talav alof v'shalir. Why should we say that since the chacham came on this side the next day, that's when that it's nisbara, that's what he was going to do in the beginning? Maybe not. Maybe he changed his mind. How can you, unless you have breira, it doesn't work. Dilma lohoya b'dayto lazuz, v'lo konei ruvo shalzeh. From Yehuda ka'amar, de koni, damrin huver adover, de sofo ochir, shebein ha-shmosh, sayedayto loka. Right? He's being told it, and what the chacham's going to decide, and we say whatever the chacham decides on Shabbos, is what was to be Erev Shabbos. So who said that you need prayer? So what's the difference if the two chachamim come and he makes a decision which one Erev he wants on Shabbos, and we say that it's Huber Lamafreya to Bein Hashmashes, and that doesn't help according to Rabbi Yehuda? Then why should it help with one chacham? Where, again, the chacham only decided on Shabbos which side he's going to come to, and we have to say that it's Huber Bein Hashmashes if that was the side that was meant. No, the Mishnah is talking b'hachiyaskin. Shebach chacham kvar kodem beit hashmashes. The chacham already came to one side, but I don't know which side. So I'm saying whichever side the chacham already came to, which I don't know, but it's already mavurah now, one or the other. That's the one I want my eruv to be. So you don't need anything tomorrow to be mavurah. All you have to do is find out tomorrow which side he came to already beit hashmashes. But whichever one it was already mavurah beit hashmashes. Or if he came at all. It's only now information. Nothing's changed. Everything happened by Rebbein Hashmashas. The Gloy Milsa Davu Erev Kana, the Ainzus Samacha Breira Safik, Elekniya Vadois. It's no Breira Lamafreya. It's a Kenyan Borer, except he doesn't know which one. That's all. He knows whichever one the Chacham is, that's the one I wanted the Erev. But I don't know which one he came to, but it's all finished already by Ben Hashmashes. Shayomer the Tzad Achachim Yikni Liha Eruv. Vachachim Kvar Boa Kodem Kniyas Ha Eruv Vekana. Whereas the other Rabbi Lesser let the Ayo the Masnis and Iker Vahi Brisa He. What Ayo brought was a Brisa. So why should we push away the Mishnah and say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira because Ayo has a Brisa and says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira? Well, so Kedaita Vafuki Lahi the Ayo. No, the Ayo has another Mishnah that also says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a braver. Right? That's the mission. We'll get to him in a session.